chingo de años, los indios éramos bien chingones y Cuauhtémoc era el gran chingón. Pero llegaron un chingo de gachupines y los muy hijos de la chingada hicieron mil chingaderas y chingaron a los indios y nos llevaron a todos a la chingada. Y para que no sigan chingando, éntrale al zapatismo. Entrale al zapatismo.
Entro al zapatismo y entro a la otra campaña. Aquí, CKUT, 90.3 FM. You're listening to La Rage du Peuple. 12 hours, we're getting to the tail end of it. 12 hours of special programming, looking back at resistance of local and global social justice movements, and a look ahead to struggles to come in 2007. The track we were just listening to, in case you're interested, is by the legendary Montreal band Rhythm Activism. The track is called They Fucked Us. I'm here in the studio still with Sarita Ahuja. Sarita involved with various groups and has been active in solidarity work in Latin America. But our main guest is Jose. Jose from Radio Sabotaje in Mexico yeah. City, also involved with La Otra Campaña here in Montreal and in Mexico City. Jose, Feliz Años Nuevo and welcome to CKUT.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks a lot. Jose, there's a lot to talk about. We just heard from an activist based in the U.S. who was down in Chiapas, but who was an observer and a participant in the Awaka uprising. But I guess I want to talk to you more in general. I guess a good place to start is with your work in radio. Could you tell our listeners what Radio Sabotage, I guess, would be the translation is all about? And the role, I guess, in general of popular radio, of grassroots radio in Mexico.
Okay, well, I think the radio stations, the free radio stations in Mexico have like two different ways. In one way, that was the community and indigenous radios that they have like 20, maybe 30 years making transmissions. But in early 80s, the government start to silence that community radios. And for like 15 years was like very hard to find free media in Mexico, in all Mexico, not only in Mexico City. But I think since the end of 90s, 1998, maybe 2000, after a big strike in Mexico City, a lot of people who...
This is the UNAM
UNAM, in the biggest university of Mexico. And after that, a lot of people, a lot of collectives start or... to make free media, not only radio, start to make like online media, photo, video, and that stuff. And the last 5 or 6 years, not only in Mexico City, I think in all the country was like a boom of the free media. And I think it's really, really important to the movement, to the popular movement in all the country. In the collective that I participate in, Radio Sabotaje, we have like 4 years making radio. Sometimes we are in internet transmissions, other times in FM, because in Mexico it's not so easy to make transmissions in there. And other times we stop the transmissions and we make only like audios and interviews and another kind of work, more like not really a transmissions. But it's interesting, this project, because now, the last 2 years, a lot of people who were making free media start to making new relations to try to coordinate ourselves. And I think it's very, very good, the things that are going in Mexico with the free media.
When we were listening to Calamity, Baruca Calamity Peller's interview, she talked about the importance of the barricades. But you were making a remark that popular radio... is also pretty crucial to this uprising in Oaxaca. Yeah. And I know that you've been an observer quite closely of that uprising. So can you speak a bit about the importance of community radio and the repression, I guess, against radio activists in Oaxaca?
Yeah, when the movement started, the teachers, who was one of the organizations involved in the APO, they have his own radio. It's Radio Plantón. And when they was at the downtown of Oaxaca, they were making transmissions all the days. And the first time when the police tried to take out of the downtown, the police destroyed their transmission of radio. And I think that's very important because the police know how important it's the radio for the movement. After that, not only the teachers, all the APO decide to take the Radio Universidad. It's one radio station from the University of Oaxaca, and the movement decide to make the radio for them. And after that, for all the mobilizations, for the information to the community in Oaxaca, was really, really important that this station, because in Mexico, like in all the world, the media, the big media, it's only making the same thing. So for make the mobilizations, the Radio Universidad was really, really important. One of the worst confrontations between the APO and the police was when the police tried to go in the university to silence this radio, and all the people in Oaxaca went to the university and stopped the police because they know how important is this radio. No, at the end, the APO decided to leave the radio because for the repression and that stuff, they decided to leave. But it's important that the police was trying all the time to silence that radio and to the people who speak there and that stuff.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this this uprising in Oaxaca, which, I mean, this show is about looking back at 2006. And since the attack on the teacher's strike in June in Oaxaca City, there's been this uprising by average people in Oaxaca, sort of organized within the APO, the Popular Assembly of the People of Oaxaca, to defend their you know, their rights. And one of the people that we're going to hear from a little bit later has said all of Mexico is watching Oaxaca right now, what the next step will be. So, you know, you are obviously somebody who's quite close to the political movements of Mexico. You were involved with this very definitive strike back in 99, 98 at UNAM. How do you feel about the Oaxaca uprising? Is all of Mexico watching? What kind of significance does this have for this uprising to have happened in Oaxaca?
I'm not sure that all Mexico is watching, because the media in Mexico is really, really trying to silence what's going on in Oaxaca. And right now in Mexico, there's different political actors, like a movement from one political party who says that was a fraud in Mexico and is trying to...
The presidential election and the PRD.
Yeah. And there's like another... There's a lot of people who is trying to go in that way, and there's the more popular movement in Oaxaca. But I think with so much repression in Oaxaca, not only to the people who was involved in the movements, no repression in the media and that stuff, the people in Mexico, not only Mexico City, in all the country, they doesn't know really what's going on in Oaxaca, because the media are saying that it's okay, the movement finished, the bad people is in the jail and everything, it's okay. So some people believe that. But I think Oaxaca, it's like a state with a lot of tradition of movements, of organization. There's a lot of organizations who was involved in the APO. And I think right now they are trying to reorganize themselves. They are trying to liberate the political prisoners. But I think like maybe in a few months it's going to continue this movement, because the principal demanda, it's like the governor go out of Oaxaca, and I think he's not going to leave so easy, the government. So because it's like I think it's a right of the people to decide if they don't like his governor, just change.
From my point of view as an observer, I've never been to Mexico. From my point of view as an observer of what's been happening in the past year, obviously we have the situation in Oaxaca, which we've talked about. But also, as you've just alluded to, there were thousands and thousands of people in the streets to denounce an electoral fraud. And that seemed to be a little bit removed from what was happening in Oaxaca, or very removed. And then you also have something else that was happening during the election campaign. You had the other campaign, La Otra Campaña, which is Zapatista inspired. And I'm just wondering how you see these three things interacting. Am I even being definitive in saying that those are the three actors right now politically on the left that that are navigating these things? How do you go through that? Because it seems like very at least on level of mobilization, whatever you think of PRD or the Oaxaca Uprising or La Otra Campaña, all three are literally mobilizing thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the country. And one is in Oaxaca, but the other two cases, it's all over the country. So is Mexico on the verge of some kind of major upheaval, or is this just a manifestation of that upheaval? I'm just wondering what your thoughts are about these three
I think there's that three actors very important, and maybe we can make a difference between the people who is in the party, in the PRD, who they are trying to go inside of the electoral democracy and to respect the vote of the people. But I don't think that the PRD are going to try to make something like really strong to defend the vote, because they are part of the system. They govern like four states, maybe five states in Mexico City and other states of the country. So they can just say that democracy is not good because they are part of that. So I really don't understand what they are looking for, because right now the people just trying to demonstrate that they don't like the elections. And in the other way, we have the La Otra Campaña and the APO. And in the APO, there's some organizations who are in the other campaign too. No, because you can be in the other campaign and participate in another kind of organization. So it's like sometimes really hard to make the separation. And La Otra Campaña called to make mobilizations in all the world to support Oaxaca and to do things about that. And I don't know, there's very significant difference between the APO and the other campaign. But in the deep, I think it's the same, no? The people, it's really, really tired. And for me, was really impressed to see how many people was in the streets in Oaxaca trying to do the things that they think are good. And I don't know how the other campaign can not only join, but coordinate with the APO and trying to do something together to win more things that they are trying to do.
Jose, you're also a member of La Otra. Well, I guess we're all part of La Otra. It's not it's not a group. It's not a political party. But you're an active organizer behind the principles of Oaxaca, of La Otra here in Montreal. So I'm wondering if you could describe what are some of the activities of La Otra that are coming up. How do you see like 2007? How do you see this struggle in terms of both within Mexico, but also the solidarity work that people are active in. In Montreal, there's a very strong solidarity campaign with La Otra. So if you can describe that a bit for our listeners.
Yeah, I think right now we are trying to give information to the people, because there's a lot of people, not only from Mexico or Latin America, coming. Right now, there's a lot of Mexicans arriving to Canada. And we are trying to give information for these people and for everywhere, no? Just for that people know what the government in Mexico are doing to the people. And we think it's really important at the beginning to join more people who are interesting in Oaxaca, in Mexico, and wherever, and this, like, yeah, just make communication, just make information about what's going on. And after that, We can make more things to solidarity with the people who is fighting in Mexico, right?
Jose, thanks for coming in on New Year's Day.